The Healing Room, a meditation telecircle, is an offering from my heart to yours. I'm Laura Hickfield, hostess and guide. Make yourself comfortable, held in a container of silence. Our practice will begin shortly. To learn about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Pulev soul collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com, after our session. My blog, Shine the Divine, Creativity is a Spiritual Practice, where you'll find more information about the Healing Room, can be accessed through the website as well. Good morning and welcome to the Healing Room. I'm so pleased to be here guiding us today in our live meditation telecircle. Welcome too to everyone who's not on the call but will be listening to the podcast later. Here we are, all of us, supporting one another with loving kindness and compassion on our shared healing journeys. Energetically, from all around the world. Our circle is ever expanding. There are 29 of us now committed to practicing as a healing community. Who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne Marie, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Colleen, Ernestine, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. As you settle yourself comfortably to sit on a chair, cushion, or supported by blankets, or if you choose to recline on your bed or sofa, I'm going to share a short poem I wrote just for our practice today. Soft Belly. My dog rolls onto her back. Submissive, some might say. I see it more as open surrender. The surrender of trust, of faith that my hand will be gentle, that she is safe. Her belly, not just the tight, silky poodle curls, but the muscles beneath soften, releasing into compassionate touch. The warmth of my palm as it glides in a circular motion, I feel her breath rise and fall. Place my other hand on my own belly to feel mine synchronize with hers, as we both sink into the comfort of this soft belly moment. Contemplating our belly buttons, so to speak, can tell us a great deal about what else is going on in our lives. Things we are consciously aware of and things we may be hiding, holding, protecting, even from our own inquisitive minds. In my personal practice this past week, I have been focused deeply on body sensations. I'm particularly curious about my belly, when sitting, of course, but also with check-ins throughout the day. Noticing, am I holding it in, pulling it tight, flat against my body? And if so, I wonder, What else am I holding in? I breathe. Let it be just as it is, witnessing what happens as I continue to focus on my belly. If I do notice a feeling of tightness, typically it will soften after a few breaths, perhaps because it, my belly, storage container for fears, pain, conflict, all of it, was only waiting for acknowledgement. My breathing feels less constricted as my belly releases, hanging comfortably over the waistband of my pants. My heart softens and opens to more compassion too. Stephen Levine dedicates an entire chapter to soft belly in his book, Guided Meditations, Explorations, and Healings. Here's an excerpt. Observing the relative openness or closeness of the belly gives insight into when and how we are holding to our pain. We are taught, especially as women, to harden the belly, to hide its fullness, its roundness, its spaciousness. But when there is a holding in the belly, the heart is not so available. As the belly softens, you find room in your body for healing, for being. He then offers a very clear instruction that I just love. Inhale down into the belly. Exhale past the heart. And these words will guide us on our practice today. Mindful as always when we practice together of how our bodies are dwelling in space, whether sitting or reclining. Lengthening your spine as you inhale from deep down in your belly, observing the breath as it moves upward, expanding both the front and back of your body. Hold the breath briefly. Exhale, rolling your shoulders back and down as the breath is set free through the spacious area you've now created around your heart. Initiating breath from your belly as you inhale. Lengthen your spine. And exhale past your heart. As you continue to breathe, explore your belly breath by breath. Just notice if you're holding yours in, if it is soft and relaxed, if it is tight and hard, if it is painful, noisy, empty, full. Inhaling from your belly. Exhale out past your heart. Do not judge your belly for being the belly it is, or the thoughts, sensations, or emotions that may arise as you focus on this place in your precious body. While a soft belly is helpful for opening to an easy breath and allowing your belly to just be without the restrictions of societal pressure, of thinking you need to look a certain way, it is certainly compassionate. Ultimately, this practice was about paying attention to what is present, not about pushing away, wishing away, pretending that this is a simple thing, this letting go, feeling safe enough to expose a soft belly like my dog resting beside me. It isn't. honoring whatever comes up for you as you breathe into your belly and out your heart, is also compassionate and will no doubt lead to greater loving kindness as well. As thoughts arise, emotions, sensations, memories, and stories, note each transition from thought, sensation, or feeling, and stay with whatever is there as long as you need to. When you're ready, return your awareness back to your breath, initiating from your belly. Observe the swell as you inhale. Exhale out your heart. We'll enter silence now, continuing to pay attention to what arises with each breath until I ring a chime to indicate that we've come to the end of our practice. May we all discover moments of softness and openness in our lives and offer compassion to ourselves and others when tightness and pain become barriers to loving fully what simply is. Thank you so much for joining me today, for supporting one another. I look forward to connecting with all of you again on May 11th.